I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But they love eating people. They love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas. I am the great and powerful Mr. E.
And I'm J-Clone 83. Very Christmassy. Wait, why are we being scary?
I don't. Know, just every time I think you saying a number, it's just like evil.
Yeah, well, most of them are numbers. That is, numbers are evil. You know.
Sure.
I don't know why, but it's the only way to make that statement make sense. I guess that's why I said it.
Just want to say a couple things before we get rocking and rolling. This is our yearly update that Santa is real. I have another list of Santa sightings. And I believe on our episode that comes out, I think the day before Christmas, we will be having a takeover from the North Pole.
From old Saint Nick himself?
I think so. I think so this year.
Yippee. Yeah, because actually we'll be delivering presents while he's doing our show.
Yeah, I'm going to just...
We thought we'd switch for a year.
There you go.
So I'm going to jump in that magic bag and see what clones come out.
Before we get rocking and rolling, just want to tell everybody, Christmas, you know, specifically, can be a hard time for some people. So if you're suffering, you know, reach out. Don't suffer alone. I know it could be a high time for depression. And I just want to let you guys know that we love you. Jesus loves you. Christ is King. And just, if you're feeling low and down, reach out. You know, hop on the Facebook. Say something, you know. It's, nobody should feel alone or sad this time of year.
Yeah.
I'm very sick, so it's hard for me to get words out right now.
You sound alone and sad.
I am. No, but seriously though, there's a higher tick up of suicides and seasonal depression's a real thing. And
unfortunately, yeah,
we have a lot of people that, you know, don't have families. And I know my family for years and years and years always invited, we called it our strays Christmas. We had ONU kids and cops and everybody else, you know, here for Christmas.
Just locals, right? That didn't have a place to go for Christmas.
Yeah, mom and dad and grandma would go to the bars and find out any ONU kids that couldn't go home. Or we used to have a Muslim buddy named MJ when he lived in Ada, and he'd come to Christmas every year.
Mm.
Not that he celebrated Christmas, but he, you know, wasn't home for his holidays.
Right, yeah. So,
but he enjoyed coming over and having fun and playing cards and everything like that.
Well, who doesn't like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, it's just, it's that time of year. So reach out. If you haven't heard from a friend in a long time or a relative or just, you know, somebody, reach out, say something. Give them a Merry Christmas and just tell them you're thinking about them, because that sometimes is all it needs to change the world.
That's right.
So once again, Christmas, Santa, we 100% believe he's real. Yeah, so I got a group of sightings. I don't think I included these last year when we did this. I know for the fact we didn't include Jody's sighting. She's a listener.
Uh-oh. We have a listener sighting?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Here we go.
And I removed her contact and her last name. So we may actually have Jody on for she said she'd be interested in doing an interview. So we may have Jody on to do her full story with this, but I have her little written story.
Oh, all right.
Before I read that, though, we do have a new 5-star review. Ooh. Remember, the easiest and freest way to support the show is leaving a 5-star review or a comment.
Yep.
Depending on when you're listening.
Cheapest, freest, easiest way to support us.
Mm-hmm. So it's D Classy Field. Filed. Declassified. Oh, I'm an idiot.
There you go. I was waiting for you to put it all the pieces together.
Not spelled. It's spelled D-E, classy, fied. I recently found Critters of Corn, and I'm already binging my way through episodes. These guys are funny, smart, and genuinely great storytellers. I'm hoping they start attending more conferences and conventions around the Midwest. Especially, or I'm hoping, dude. But especially theirs next year. Grateful for the work these guys do. It's quickly becoming the highlight of my day. Well, thank you.
That's nice, Jody.
No, that's declassified.
Oh, that wasn't Jody.
Jody's the Christmas story.
That's a 5-star review. I'm mushing them together. Well, thank you, D.
Keep up.
Classified. There we go. That's better. No, that's awesome. It's nice hearing that. People enjoy listening to us for some reason. I don't know why some of the dumb stuff I say people like, but I can't explain it.
And so far, there has been overwhelmingly positive feedback on the Plasmoids episode.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have this episode. Next week will be another like Christmas themed episode. Well, and then we'll start getting back into doing 19 parts on the Plasmoids.
Yeah, we're going to kamikaze our way right into the Plasmoid discussion.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So Jody says, "Hi, I'm a 66-year-old lady. I saw Santa on Christmas Eve in 1965 when I was 6 years old. We lived in a mobile home in the freezing cold of Minnesota. My dad was in Vietnam in the military. My mom was home alone with 3 kids, with my grandparents and relatives living nearby. My mom passed away 5 years ago, and soon before she died, she reminded me about me seeing Santa as a kid. I don't remember exactly what he looked like. It was dark, but it was Santa, and he was right in the hallway looking into my bedroom.
Oh, gosh.
I pretended I was asleep because I sure didn't want him to look and know I was awake.
Yeah, you wouldn't get any presents.
And not get any of my toys because of it.
Yep.
I told my mom, my brothers, and my sisters in the morning, and they had happened and swore I saw him. I still know to this day I saw him. Love, Jody."
Wow. Ooh. Authentic sighting from a listener.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to have her on. See if she can, all the details she can recount.
Yeah, I mean, once again, I 100% believe in Santa. I think that I don't care for Netflix most of the time, but I do think the Claus Netflix Christmas movie.
Claus, is that with Kurt Russell?
No.
Oh, dang it.
Klaus. Sorry.
Okay, I got to look it up to make sure.
No, it's animated. It's just came out like 3 or 4 years ago now.
Oh, we talked about it last year.
We talk about it every year. Okay. It's my favorite Christmas movie now.
Yeah.
Because I think that is probably closer to the origin of the real Santa that we're seeing today.
Gotcha. Yeah, now I remember it. Looking at it now.
Yeah, because he was a real man. Anyways, watch the movie. It's great. I think that is probably closer to whatever Santa is.
Norm MacDonald was in it.
Yes, he was the boatman.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
It was a very Norm MacDonald role.
But every role he did was very Norm MacDonald.
A very sarcastic boat ferryman.
Yep. Oh, it's one of the last things he did.
I would imagine so, because I believe he died the next spring or whatever.
It was, yeah, 2021, yeah. Wow, that's when he passed away. Oh, wow. Yeah, I really like him a lot. I'll have to watch this. I still have yet to see it.
It's very good. It's my favorite. It's like I said, I don't care for Netflix a whole lot.
Yeah, me either.
But
it's corrupt.
That's one I really do enjoy. But yeah, basically they give so much, and then he becomes kind of a spirit of Christmas.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, we'll have to check that, or I'll have to check that one out.
I've watched it like 100 times.
It's your Christmas story.
Mm-hmm. So next one is from Phantoms and Monsters. It's called Santa's Sleigh Shadow. reignites teens' belief in Santa.
All right.
Yeah, and this was 2023. Okay. The following account was forwarded to Lon. While sitting in a car in a dark alley on Christmas Eve, a teen believes to see the shadow of Santa's sleigh, causing his reevaluation of St. Nick's reality. I was 15 years old when I saw a shadow of what could have only been Santa's sleigh. It was Christmas Eve around 10 or 11 o'clock. My parents were divorced, and on Christmas Eve, I used to go over to my mom's till about 10 or 11, and then my dad would pick me up, and we'd go to his house. They lived in the same city. So my dad and I arrived in the driveway, which is really an alley, and at the time, our garage door was broken. To get the garage door, you had to walk in around the house, go through the front door, then open it by hand from the inside.
Mm.
So I ended up just staying in the passenger seat of the truck while he walked around to do that. This is what happened many, many times before. But the alley still gave me kind of the heebie-jeebies because it was so dark and desolate. The only thing shedding any light was from the neighbor's house, which faced the entrance of the alley. So I was just sitting there, trying not to creep myself out. When I got the urge to turn around, I don't know why, but I didn't want to turn out of fear, honestly. I just felt like I should. So I turned around. Right behind our driveway was the neighbor's fence. It was very dark wood, and I just stared at it and waited. And that's when it happened. A shadow floated across the fence. There were no reindeer or Santa, although it looked more like a rectangle than anything. I was just convinced it was Santa's sleigh.
Hmm.
I've always loved Christmas growing up, and even though the time it happened, I didn't believe in him anymore, this re-sparked my belief in him. It doesn't make a lot of sense. I was just feeling, and after seeing it, the whole experience made me feel more of a spirit than brought joy to people rather than a physical representation.
Okay. So a feeling rather than a.
So he felt like he was seeing a spirit of joy.
Yeah. Not a physical.
Dude
just in a red coat.
Which he just seen the reflection of the shadow.
Yeah.
Which the light was pretty low. So it was, you know, probably only whatever it was only 20 feet above him.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
A large rectangular slow floating shadow.
Yeah.
And I think that falls into line with kind of my thinking on Santa.
Which would be?
Like that. It's more of a, I don't know, spiritual, paranormal, non-physical thing.
Like the flannel man?
Yeah, like the flannel man.
He just kept, that's what the first lady, Jody, her story.
I was just a homo in the woods.
Yeah, pretty much. But
I got permission to use that.
Okay. Was that?
That was from our Patreon.
What was his name?
It's escaping me right this second. He comments on everything. It's gone. For anybody that didn't know, I'm Chewbacca? Very sick. No, it was not Chewbacca.
Oh, okay.
I
can't remember. It don't matter anyways, but
it does matter. I just can't think of it.
Yeah.
I'm very sick, and Willow was in the hospital from 2 a.m. to about 8:30 p.m. or a.m. today. So it's been a rough day.
A rough morning. A long morning.
Yeah.
No, that's what the first story made me think of, though, was just kind of, because remember that the flannel man would like kind of pop in
mm-hmm.
in people's houses
mm-hmm.
and watch.
A lot of people did not feel threatened by him either.
Right. Yeah. What if she had a flannel man sighting? Jody.
That looked like Santa?
Yeah. He just had a different coat on. Maybe it was too cold. He had a coat covered up his flannel. No, but this second one, too, it's kind of funny that he talked about how he had an eerie feeling already before from the alleyway.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like, well, he said the heebie-jeebies, which I get that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that played a part in it, he saw, or if he just, you know, if it something conjured itself up because he had already been worked up about that and just feeling creeped out about it, you know what I mean?
Well, the interesting is both of these take place on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Is that a coincidence or a...
I think it's an actual like spiritual thing going through.
And I guess that could be too, because if it was an overwhelmingly positive,
that's what he's
spirit.
He's talking. He's talking about that the owl always creeped him out, but this was the one time.
It didn't.
It didn't. He didn't feel like he had to turn because he was scared he was going to see something. Like something wanted him to see it.
So Santa was like, need no fear. My presence is near.
Yeah. And then he was obviously going through a rough time in his life. You know, getting passed back and forth between mom and dad.
Oh, well, yeah, of course, yeah.
It's always hard for divorced families on Christmas and holidays.
I can't imagine.
So, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, no, that's still interesting, though, yeah. I don't know. I'd like to... That's one person I'd like to interview, too.
A flannel man?
No. Well, yeah, of course. Oh, if we get a flannel man on a podcast, I don't know what I'd ask him.
Hey, they don't talk very much.
No, they don't. A man, a few words. It'd be a pretty boring podcast if he just sat there and stared at you.
Would it?
Yeah, I could probably choke a few answers out of him, but that's about it.
I doubt that.
Yeah, probably not.
The Odin ones? The ones with one eye?
Yeah, that's probably shouldn't try choking one of them.
All right, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I'm losing my breath.
Maybe you should ask Santa for a good health.
Yeah.
Instead, you still get coal.
Yeah.
Mm, sad. All right.
A child sleeping in their grandparents' basement when they observe the presence of an unknown entity. They hear their name, and then the form of Santa Claus manifest.
Hmm.
You did this last year, too. You take everything with such a negative appearance.
It's just, it's hard to...
Here's my thing. If entities don't try to change your life, like, they don't try to meld with your life, and they don't give you any fear...
They're setting you up.
No.
It's a lure.
This is your Thomas Massey thing all over
it's
again.
It's a lure. My Thomas Massey thing. What do you mean?
Nothing. So they say this. Sorry in advance. This is not exactly a jolly story. When I was 7, we were visiting my grandparents for Christmas with all my dad's siblings and their kids. My grandmother, though, was dying of breast cancer. She would pass some time between when I went to bed and on Christmas Eve in the middle of the night.
Hmm.
So like a couple hour span.
Yeah.
So the whole family is there visiting because it's obviously grandma's last Christmas.
Right.
I was sleeping in the basement of their old farmhouse. There was a wood stove for heating down there. Now, as I remember it, I woke up to the sound of the fire suddenly crackling a lot. Like if you burn cedar, which I'm pretty sure it was. I got all excited and thought it was Santa. I could feel a presence. And to my 7-year-old eyes, I could swear that an invisible person was walking up the carpeted stairs. So whatever this thing was came through the chimney is what he's saying.
Okay.
I heard it come down through the fireplace. And as I could see the footsteps pressing into the carpet down, as whatever it was ascending the steps.
Mm. So we've seen the ghost footprints.
Yeah, so yeah.
The impressions, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Around this time, I thought I heard something whisper my name off in the direction where my little sister was sleeping. It was very soft and raspy. Nana, or Nia, Nia, hey, hey. Along with this, I could make out a silhouette of what I thought was one of Santa's elves. Sitting on a stool next to where my sister slept. It scared me a little, and I stayed quiet and still as I could. Eventually, I felt the presence of Santa coming back down the stairs. The fire started crackling a bunch again, and then died down as the presence left. I stayed awake in bed until later when my father and uncles returned from the hospital with the bad news. They made us kids open our presents before they told us the next morning, though.
Oh, gosh.
What?
I don't know. You go from, woo, it's Christmas, presents, woo, we're tearing them open, yeah.
Is it better to do it before?
And then, oh, kids, by the way, grandma's gone. Crushed.
Well, I don't think, I'm going to guess they did it with a little more sensitivity than that. But
yeah, maybe.
I mean, is that better to do it before?
I don't know.
That ruins all the presents. Like, that ruins everything.
Kind of. I mean, at least,
let them have the joy. Because they're not going to have joy after.
No, they're not. They're going to crush it.
So let them have joy before.
Just crush it.
Anyways, in retrospect, I went to chalk it all up to an overactive imagination. It was actually impossible for me to see anything other than the profile of the stairs as I was sleeping parallel to them. And my sister was probably just breathing heavy, but that's how I remember it.
Hmm. So basically, he woke up, found her sleep paralysis monster, like, hovering over her. I'm doing the negative thing again.
Oh, horrible.
And then there was the demon in the corner, like, puppeteering it. And that was Santa.
That none of that happened in this story.
Well, there no, that thing was hovering over her.
It was sitting in a stool
next to
where she was sleeping.
Yeah.
Not bothering her.
It, saying her name?
No, it was saying the person's name that woke up. Like, it was saying, hi.
Hmm. Yeah, hi, you see me. I'm over here scaring your sister in her sleep. Hey. I don't know if I trust these things.
You never do, because you're a negative, awful person.
I just... You know, it's hard for me to separate in my head the Tim Allen Santa Claus from, like, some of these stories. I'm like, he wouldn't do that. Can't be Santa. It's something impersonating. Something. It's a mimic.
See, these are all people, though, that need Santa.
Hmm.
And we talked about this last year, too, that I do think there's a big thing with that. Is it?
There might be, yeah.
It's not... It's not an entity that shows up for everybody every year.
Right.
And we talked about that with a lot of the stories last year, that there just seems to be a need, whether you're going through a hard time or you're disbelieving, or you just need that little spark of magic, not in the sense of like witchcraft, but magic is in the sense of wonderment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Putting that spark back into it. Because a lot of the stories last year had that, and a lot of these stories have that, where... Whether it's kids or young adults or even adults, that they just needed something. So I don't think it's, at least in the stories that we're going through now, I don't think they're negative entities. This was negative times.
Yes. I think I know what these stories are, though, now. What's that thing called that, like, psychologists use, that little, where they show you, like, that blot of ink on a piece of paper
and
creates things, these weird shapes? There's some kind of test.
It's an ink blot test, but there's a name for it.
There is a name for it. That's what these stories are.
Okay.
So it's kind of, you tell them the people and gauge the reaction of like, well, basically like how we're reacting, like how you're seeing it as like, you know, people in need, the wonderment, you know, the positive side where I'm seeing like, oh, there's a demon over there trying to abduct you and you're watching it happen. It's pretending to be Santa Claus. Run! So like, I don't know.
Rorschach.
Yeah, that's it. Rorschach test. That's what these are.
Oh, you're failing them.
Is there... I don't know if you pass or fail.
Well, they're definitely like...
I think it just...
You're scoring like how Dahmer would score.
Yeah, I was going to say it puts you on some kind of list or spectrum and you see where you fall on
everything's it. Everything's an evil demon.
Yeah. I think it is. It's a reflection of what's going on in your head. Oh, gosh. I might need to go see a chiropractor.
A chiropractor?
A doctor.
Chiropractors aren't doctors.
We're not. They got their doctorates.
No, most of them do not.
Mine does.
I just said most of them do not.
Okay. Well, he's a doctor.
Is he a doctor in chiropractic? Because I don't think you can get a doctorate in that.
I might be making it up. I don't know.
I think you are.
Well, to me, he's a doctor. He's more qualified than the doctors I've went and seen at a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He's healed me more. Let's put it that way. He's fixed more things on me than my doctor has since my doctor retired. The one... Any new doctor I've tried. Sorry, I'm going off on a tangent. Christmas tangent.
I can't even breathe, so.
Well, you know, I'm in the spirit of Christmas.
You do not sound like it.
You
are always such a negative Nelly.
I can be pessimistic, I guess.
What's the step below pessimistic? Negative. That's what you are.
Well, negative Nellies first. Then just
I just said that.
Then negative.
Negatives. Called you negative Nelly.
Yeah, I'll settle for that.
So this one is from Reddit. So I got a Reddit story for you. And it's from 11 years ago. No, so it's their username is literally person1031.
Nice.
That's an old Reddit name. So they say, I saw Santa. Hey.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
I saw Santa. Hey, so this will sound like some BS or imagined story, but this happened to me when I was 17 or 18 years ago, and I still remember it pretty clearly. It was early Christmas morning, between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. 1996 or 1997, so I was 6 or 7 years old. I always have trouble sleeping at night before Christmas, as I couldn't wait until morning to open my presents. Because here in Australia, Christmas is during the summer.
Wait, Santa goes to Australia?
Mm-hmm.
I know, I'm just...
So, these nights are always quite hot for Christmas. Anyways, I got out of bed to peek at my presents under the tree. My room exited into the hallway, and at the end of the hallway was the kitchen and the dining room lounge room. As I crept out of the hallway into the dining area, something in the kitchen doorway caught my attention. I got back behind the hallway entry and observed what appeared to be a pair of legs, wearing long red pants. The legs were bolt upright by the rest of the figure, which was apparently bent at the hips, into the kitchen doorway, so I couldn't see the body. At this age, I still believed in Santa, so I went and woke up my older sister, who begrudgingly came to have a look. We both peeked around in the hallway and saw the same thing that I initially saw. The figure had not moved position since I first observed him, probably about 2 minutes before. She tiredly suggested that it was just my dad and we should just go back to bed. I was not convinced, and I followed her back to her room, but I did not want to be alone. So she no longer believed in Santa, and I became annoyed at me from hiding under her desk and begging her to come out and have another look with me. I finally crept back to my room, closed the door, leaving it slightly ajar, and proceeded to pace around my room, not knowing whether to wake my parents or have another look in the kitchen doorway. My ceiling lights was dimmed, so I could see my entire room clearly. There were no shadows. I finally decided to leave my room and wake up my parents, and as I opened my door, standing there, blocking my path, was, use some profanities, it's Australia, Santa Claus.
Mm.
He was dressed exactly how I imagined him. He looked kind of like the typical Coca-Cola-style Santa, down to his all-white woolen trim, thick black belt with a golden belt buckle, and red nightcap. He had small, circular, golden-rimmed glasses, a white, curly beard, and the bluest eyes, and he had a couple liver spots on his cheeks. I froze and looked up at his eyes. He had what I took to be a stern expression on his face, almost like he was glaring at me. Just after we made eye contact, he bent his head down towards me slightly in a manner that suggests, What are you doing up? You shouldn't be awake. Now go back to bed. I gasped, took a few steps back, and then jumped into bed, turned my back to the door, and closed my eyes, and then instantly fell asleep, despite my state of shock. I remember thinking at the time, Santa doesn't like kids being awake because he can't drop off presents otherwise. So it was as if I knew that I should go back to sleep. The song about Santa comes to mind. He knows when you are sleeping. He knows when you're awake. I didn't get any menacing or malice feelings from him. I didn't feel like I was in danger. I kind of felt like I maybe was in a bit of trouble as seeing him, more like he was annoyed at me than anything. He didn't seem joyful or loving either, just kind of neutral, I guess. I think he somewhat knew I was going to go to my parents, and the only way he could stop me was blocking the exit. In the morning, both my parents said that they didn't see me the night before. They both thought I imagined it naturally. My sister kept telling me it was just my dad and he was just lying to me. Every few years, though, I bring it up at events with my family. My parents have denied wearing any Santa suit, and my sister still thinks it was our dad. After years and years of thinking of this event on and off, I have proceeded a number of facts that no one in my family can explain. All right, so he's got a list of 10 things from his encounter that he's held on to. Number one, Christmas is in the summer, and my dad never wore long pants to bed in the summer. So just saying, you know, it would either have been in a costume.
Yeah.
You know, it's Australia.
Just out of the ordinary for him to be
It's very hot.
Yeah.
Number two, the figure did not move from the kitchen entry for a minute, which is very odd. So when he...
It was frozen, just bent over standing there. You seen legs, yeah.
Almost like when it's seen, it just freezes.
Frozen in time, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number three, no one in my family sleepwalks. That's something that a lot of commenters put up. Number four, my sister also saw the figure. Therefore, I did not imagine that part of the story, at least.
So she saw the legs.
Yeah, she saw a guy standing in the kitchen.
Yeah.
She's like, that's just dad, go back to bed. But keep in mind, dad always denies it, even though they're adults now.
Right, yeah.
Because he was six in 1950 or 1996.
He's still denying it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Number five, I never went back to beds. But I could not have been dreaming, as in, you know, the Santa part when he was standing at the doorway.
Yeah.
That he didn't finish imagining, like he didn't fall asleep and imagine Santa.
You know, the first time.
All of it.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
He didn't go back to bed until after he felt like he should, after he's seen Santa.
Gotcha. Okay.
Six. I'm sorry. I had never had a dream even close to being vivid as seeing, you know, this Santa. I have never imagined things to be present in reality that were not there. Number seven, Santa was too short and plump to be my dad and too tall to be my mom. He also had a completely different face, eyes, skin type than both of my parents.
And a liver spot. You can't fake those.
Number eight, there were no signs of a break-in or entry. Nothing was stolen. Number nine, I did not hear footsteps approach my room. If it was a family member, I saw them clearly. It might be strange. I did not hear them walking on the floorboards. Our house is very noisy. Number 10, I managed to fall right asleep after 10 seconds of seeing Santa despite my state of alarm. I attribute to him sparkling sleeping powder over me or something of the like. So he has a little bit more here, but yeah. Before I continue, what do you think of that?
Well, I'm just curious why, I guess, he said nothing was stolen, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like nothing was left either. Why is he visiting and not leaving anything behind?
How do you know nothing was left?
Because you would have said it. And it mentioned something.
Just presence.
You just noticed nothing was gone. So, I mean, that means they would have noticed nothing was added, too.
He wouldn't have known. His parents may have known, but did you get that for him, Jim? No. Did you get it? No.
Those are the follow-up stories I need to know.
He has a little bit more here, but...
I don't know. What if it does make me curious if it is Santa or even if it's not, if it's something impersonating, but still, why is it there if it isn't leaving anything behind? That's
who says it didn't? It gave him imagination for the rest of his life, the greatest present of all.
Oh. Oh. But to a six-year-olds already have that.
But he kept it.
Oh, fair.
Oh, hi, Atlas. Everybody, Atlas just busted in.
Speaking of imagination.
Okay. Oh, this is a Christmas episode, buddy.
Yeah, we're talking about Santa.
Maybe I'll leave this in. Maybe I won't. We'll see. You got to...
Do it.
Oh, yeah?
No, you do it.
Say Merry Christmas.
You say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Can you say Santa?
Santa?
Nope. Not happening.
Oh, Emily and Willow just came in. And Winter. Everybody's in here. This is a live episode. You going to talk more?
Hi. You want something to say, too? You could say it into that one, but I think it's off.
Again, yeah.
Yeah. Santa?
Say Merry Christmas.
You're going to get coal. She's gone.
Alice, you got to talk if you're going to take the mic from me.
Hey, good.
There you go. Oh, she's back. She's back. Meow. Hi.
Just laughing.
You do that.
You want the headphones?
You want Dog Blues?
You want Dog Man Blues? I'm not listening to music, buddy.
Dog Man Blues?
You want to say hi, Noah, from Senior Pinch?
You want Dog Blues?
No, I'm not playing Dog Man Blues on the iPad. That's what I'm reading from.
You want Dog Blues?
You want Dog Man Blues?
Oh, gosh. Ow.
Dog Blues?
Dog Man Blues.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, poor guy.
We'll see how much I remember to edit.
Ripped away from the mic.
What was the last thought? That's fine.
We got distracted.
I'm so sick.
The presence of, I think I was talking about, wait, was that just this past one? Talking about, he never leaves anything.
How do you know he doesn't?
Besides the gift of, wait, did we already get through this? Oh, yeah, the gift of imagination.
No, because it carried on to adulthood. I think that's more of the present than anything, is that not losing at least some spark of your childhood.
Wonderment.
Wonderment, yeah. Awe. Yeah.
Awe.
You know, the mystery. It's giving a kid or a person a real life, intangible mystery.
What if it, like, messes him up for the rest of his life, where he's just like...
When have you heard any of these stories with Santa messing him up? Why are you so negative against Santa?
When I went down to this, the
making
clinic,
stuff up. Yeah,
when I went down to the clinic and talked to that guy, like, I saw him, I swear. And I'm like, I believe you. And he's still choking me. That's so ridiculous.
Gosh.
I'm not your enemy. Oh, I believe in him too. Oh man.
Why are you so bad?
I don't know. I think
your mom and dad did not hug you enough.
The Christmas joy brings the fun out of me. I don't know.
Fun out of you?
I feel like being silly. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think Santa just brings the inner kid in me out. So I'm negative and pessimistic. Yeah. No, I was definitely not that as a kid. I think as a kid, I wasn't even aware of that stuff. I'm pretty sure.
Of which stuff?
Negativity. Yeah, basically, I wasn't even aware it was a thing. I think I'd have moments of it, but I was just like, "Well, go see what my brother's doing," or something. I don't know. Had a pretty good childhood. A lot of good Christmases. Especially you come down the stairs with your brothers, and you check and see if the tree has any presents under it yet, and then you sneak back upstairs because there wasn't anything there yet. And then you pass out. Then you wake up late every time. I don't know why it is.
Santa's magic.
Maybe. Maybe he's knocking me out, so.
Sleep powder.
Shh. Pocket.
Pacha. Pocket powder.
Pocket powder. Magic pocket Santa.
Oh, no, that's itching powder. Accidentally throws itching powder into your eyes.
Then I wake up.
Well, you can't see him now.
Yeah, I can't see him, but I've seen something.
That's how the U.S. government killed a bunch of pigeons.
Itching powder?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Or
yeah, that was in a parade. I can't remember which parade, but it was in D.C. where they put itching powder. They didn't throw it. They put itching powder on the ledges so the pigeons wouldn't hang around the parade route.
Oh, my gosh.
And the pigeons ate the itching powder, and then they were dying, raining onto the parade.
Oh, backfired. Nice. It's just like when PETA let out all them minks.
That was bad. Now it's for Santa.
Yeah, back to Santa, Christmas. Let's get into the current, like, presents. Into the presents.
Into the presents.
Present, I mean, sorry.
What are you talking about?
Like, not in the future or the past. Let's get them back in the moment. Get into our presents.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just doing a Christmas gift pun.
I'm too sick to keep you on the rails.
Yeah. I'm testing you today.
Are you?
I think so.
You said I... But, yeah. No, so... He's just talking about it being, like, the spirit of Christmas. Maybe it's even the Holy Spirit.
Ooh.
Presenting itself in a different way.
As Santa?
As a figure, an icon.
Yeah.
Joy, love, selflessness.
Go on.
I mean, those are just...
Okay.
I'm just trying to think of some of the big key things for the traditions of Saint Nick.
Oh, okay. To give is to get.
Like selflessness.
Yeah. There's a good song I like. He said, and he even says, I've been leaving Santa Claus to give is to receive.
Oh, I hate that song.
No, you don't. It's a good one. It's called I Believe by Ian Deary. It's a good one. If you haven't listened to it yet, which I know all of you have not listened to it yet.
I think he listens to the show.
Ian Deary? I think he's dead.
Oh. How do you, it's Ian Deary?
Yeah.
Ian?
Ian. I-A-N. And D-U-R-Y. I think he is dead because I'm pretty sure he had... he had polio as a kid. And
how do you spell his last name?
D-U-R-Y. And, yeah, for our Christmas episode, I'm pulling out an obscure singer from Britain that I like.
Oh, yeah, he died.
Okay, I thought so.
2000.
Yep, a long time ago. But he had a good message in the song, I Believe. I believe in Santa Claus. To give is to receive. That's what I believe. And you know what? I think he was right. I do.
He died of colon cancer.
Really? Well, he survived polio. He got polio, like, as a young kid from, like, bad water. It messed him all up. But he lived and became a singer-songwriter. I don't know. I like him. It's weird. It's different. But that's the kind of music I like. Jeb knows. Yep.
Oh, he has a bunch of crimes.
That's all right. You separate the man from the artist. The man from the art, that's it.
You separate the man from the artist.
Yeah. Yeah, no. He's already the man from the art. Big difference.
No, so.
What do you want for Christmas this year? How about we end it on that?
I don't know. What do you want for Christmas?
I don't know. I never want anything.
That's why I don't have any money, is I buy what I want.
Oh, that's the problem. I don't know. Seems like.
You want a water buffalo calf?
That'd be cool, but I couldn't take care of that right now.
Why couldn't you?
Because it's 14 degrees outside and I have nowhere to put it. And she ain't sleeping in my bed. Maybe for a couple nights, but after that. He ain't sleeping in my bed.
You can keep it downstairs.
He takes one dump inside and I'm done. Game over. You're out.
Gotta build a little stall for him.
In the house?
Mm-hmm. I was thinking more the garage barn thing, but...
A little stall for a water buffalo. Yeah.
Only a calf.
Yeah, I know, but still.
They're a little for a while.
But still, it's a water buffalo. He needs water.
I mean, yeah.
They drink their weight in water every day.
That would be fascinating.
That's why they're called that.
I don't know of any animal that drinks its weight in water every day.
That's why they're called water buffaloes. I mean, they're 50% water.
It'd have to be.
Probably more than that, right?
They're more than 50% water.
Aren't we 75%?
Something like that. It's
what they say. I don't know if I always believe them, but it does make sense. It adds up. I think the math might math on that one, but I don't know. I'd have to look into it.
I'm looking up what animal drinks its own body weight in water.
For the Christmas episode. Or one of the Christmas episodes, I guess. This is the intro to Christmas. No, it seemed like a lot of the stories you shared, though, this time with Santa, you know, getting back on that, kind of share the, not so much the physical Santa, but just the spirit of Santa, really. is what people are. It just seems like that experience. So what is that? Is Santa a physical being or is it just a feeling? Santa a thought, and we made it into a being, you know? We gave it form. Would that have happened?
I don't think either of those things are what happened.
Really?
Mm-hmm, 'cause that's more Tulpa-esque.
Yeah?
And I don't think he's physical either. I think there are physical attributes to Santa. I don't think he's a purely physical being.
Right. When he's here, he's physical.
And I don't even think fully.
Oh, okay. He's like Bigfoot.
He's a plasmoid.
He's a plasmoid Bigfoot.
Now, actually, if he was a plasmoid, that would explain a lot.
Let's get into it. Explain it.
The speed.
Okay. Oh, how he gets to each place. How he fits down the chimneys.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep going. This is adding up.
I'm so sick and tired. I can't.
Is that why Rudolph's nose glows?
There's no reindeer. It's just the big.
It's a plasmoid. It's like
the shape
form
of a plasmoid.
Or siphonophore, maybe.
There you go.
And that's the glowing nose is just the tip of the plasmoid. Like, that's where the energy, the zero point energy location is that tells its direction in which it's going. So if you actually zoom in on a plasmoid, you see the little red directional point. That's the direction in which it's moving. That's Rudolph's nose, quote unquote, you know. It's all code. It's all secret talk. So why? Why disguise Santa as a plasmoid? You know, what's the meaning behind this? What are they really trying to hide there?
Eskeren shrews and pygmy shrews drink 2 times their body weight in water every day.
Oh, see? Let's get some shrews.
I knew it had to be a small animal.
Well, yeah, it'd have to be. Shoot, I mean, a whale could, but it spits it back out.
Elephants are the land animal that drinks the most water every day, 50 gallons.
That's just because they're huge.
Yeah.
They have to, yeah.
They're just big.
It's a lot. Dang.
Not when you're 10,000 pounds, it's not.
I mean, to them, it's not, but to me, it's a lot of water. 50 gallons?
I would weigh a lot more than you would.
A lot more. Like, I weigh like 6 gallons.
That'd be like 500-ish pounds.
I don't even know how much a gallon weighs.
8.6 pounds.
Oh, I weigh more than 6 then, I guess.
So it'd be 50 times 8.6.
That's a lot.
So it'd be right around 500.
Yeah. Yeah. Roughly.
Some like close.
A little less, I think.
Like 482, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't do quick math that fast. I'm not my dad.
I made that up, but now I gotta look.
Dad.
No,
does.
I mean, I'm getting a puppy for Christmas.
Oh, okay. I might want a wood burner. Cool.
You want a wood burner?
Yeah, that'd be neat.
I've offered to get a wood burner for you.
Yeah, but it's gotta be specific.
What kind?
I don't know. One that heats the house and you can cook on. And has a Stirling motor fan, and I cannot
Stirling silver.
No, a Stirling motor. It's a motor that you've seen. I'm sure you've seen homesteads like people. It's like the little fan. The Stirling motor is like it runs off heat. Like
temperatures
differences, and all it does is just spins. It's just the fan that just makes sure that it's when it's running. It tells you the stove's hot. Basically,
the wood burner has one for here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a separate piece.
Okay,
it slides on the bottom of it.
I guess it's a Stirling engine. I don't know.
Yeah, I got you now.
Yeah,
I'm like Stirling silver fan.
Oh no, not like that. No, just Stirling engine. They're pretty cool. I got a little model one. I used to sit on my PlayStation because the PlayStation would get, especially in the winter, it worked really good. It'd get warm enough on the bottom, sitting on there. As long as the top's colder than the bottom, it'll perpetually turn. So it's just neat.
Maybe some Ergiogante chickens. That'd be cool.
Be interesting. What do you guys want for Christmas?
Comment below.
Yeah.
No, sorry. This is a shorter episode.
If you would like to send us a Christmas gift or a Christmas card, I like those. We get Christmas cards from our listeners.
I have a bunch on my fridge still from years past.
I usually save them. And I even hang them in my do a little hole punch them and hang them on my tree.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I've been doing that.
That's actually, I never thought about doing that. That's nice.
That's why I did it so I could see them.
Yeah, no, that's nice.
Because it's hard to hang up cards. Yeah, my grandma used to tape them all around. She had the doorway to her, I don't know, her furnace room, you know, like, I don't know what you call that room, her utility room. It's in her kitchen. But she used to take all the Christmas cards and she'd tape them all the way around the doorway of that and then on the door, any of the extra ones. I don't know why. It's just what she did.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it was nice. I didn't pick up that tradition. I guess I just picked up hanging them on the tree.
My grandma used to nail them to the wall.
Like with a A big nail.
That is something my grandma would do.
She would do, or she did do?
No, she would do.
Okay, so she didn't actually?
No, she was in a wheelchair. She couldn't swing a hammer.
Oh, fair. Well, I don't know. She had like a, maybe she had a air-powered, you know, a pneumatic hammer. Nail gun. That's what they sound like.
All right, guys. Merry Christmas. Remember, if you're struggling, reach out. There are plenty of resources. Jay will put some like hotlines below and putting that on you. If you don't, you have bad juju.
You better remind me. No. I think you get the bad juju if you don't remind me.
But we'll try to remember to put some like hotlines, places to go, because there are resources for that, you know, for seasonal depression and stuff like that.
Yeah, that stuff, yeah.
Check in on your friends, your family, people you haven't heard from in a while, you know, just make sure everybody's doing good. It is a hard time of year for a lot of people.
Right.
Remember, we love you. Jesus loves you. Christ is King. All right, guys, I have been the Great and Powerful Mystery.
And I've been Jay Clone 80-something.
83, I think.
83.
All right, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cribbins the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the Jay Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!